From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, the Masked Singer. Uh-huh. Another one. Every night, the way this works is they have a sing-off between these two masked characters.
Okay.
And one loses, and they have to reveal who they are. But they give clues along the way. They have been since episode one. Oh. And last night, it was the unicorn. And we can't give away any spoilers, but the clues were that this singer wanted to sing all her life, but that basically she was too embarrassed to. There's a clue of a typewriter, which brought a lot of magic to a lot of lives. And an orange television and five little unicorns, which we assumed were her children.
Shaky Rowling?
No. It's actually somebody that's on the D list. Anyway, and I can't say, but you know what? This is the big hit. The Masked Singer is a huge, huge hit.
Well, you've seen Lip Sync, right? The Lip Sync
Battle?
Yeah,
the Lip Sync. Yeah, yeah.
So this is the Lip Sync Battle, actually singing with masks.
With masks. Yeah. Right. And so far, like Tommy Chong's been one, and Margaret Cho, and Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw was one. Still a few to go, and the show's been renewed for season two on Fox.
Maybe I'll watch that tonight.
Yeah, because it's on. Yeah, I'm sure you could get it on.
I will watch something light before I watch the Ted Bundy thing.
You got to report back whether or not Ted Bundy's one good-looking dude. That's what I want to know. All right, it's time for the news. What's going on today?
So what do you do when you're famous and you tell 18 million people your phone number and they can text you? You delete that text and go to the Lakers game with your wife.
That's what I would do. Sure.
Yeah. Ooh, it's raining right now.
It is. We could even hear it. We can't. The mics aren't picking up. I wish they would, but yeah.
I heard some thunder.
You know what? I just did too. It's raining here. Sorry, Midwest.
So that's what Ashton Kutcher and wife Mila Kunis did Tuesday night.
They went to the Lakers game.
He deleted stuff. Got his wife, got a babysitter.
There's that.
Had a rare night out. They headed courtside to watch the Lakers lose.
Because I haven't seen them out around town. No. But they are not. I mean, they're kind of down-to-earth people,
other than
the fact that they're sitting courtside at the Lakers. But
they're just like us.
They're just like us.
18 million people following
you. No, right? But you know what? I mean, I hear they're down-to-earth people.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
My son actually used to tend bar at a really nice dinner house in Carpinteria, California.
Yeah.
And they live there, or they live around there. Uh-huh. I don't know where, but they would come in once in a while. And he said they're just like regular customers. They don't want to be bothered. They talk to people. You know, they just want to, you know, blend in.
They pose for selfies with fans that could afford to be in the courtside section,
which usually are celebs because, God, those seats are thousands of dollars
really
a piece.
Really rich people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Celebs and rich people, something we don't know anything about being.
Nope, not even.
Sad emoji.
They were caught on the Jumbotron. Just a big evening for them.
Big evening for them.
Just a millionaire actor / venture capitalist / rich guy and his equally famous actor wife.
Yeah.
Having a simple night out in a super expensive seats. Yep, just like us.
I wonder if there's any pictures of what they had for snacks. Courtside snacks.
Who do they get as
do
a
they
babysitter?
Serve, now, wait a minute. Well, yeah, I'm sure they've got a whole bevy of people that'll babysit for him. Well, no, who knows? He's probably got an app for that. Knowing Ashton, it's like, hey, let's use the babysitting app. Okay, she checks out. No, let's get the gay guy. He'll check out better. You know, what's deal with the food there? We saw Jack Nicholson last week eating a big old hamburger.
Yeah.
But I would think that being that it's a Staples Center, that they will serve you a gourmet meal on a tray there in the courtside seats.
If you want that. I wouldn't go to a basketball, football, baseball game, hockey game, and have a gourmet meal.
You want to go for the dog and the nachos, right?
Dang straight.
Yeah, right.
I want the nachos. Right.
Me too.
I want those cheap-ass nachos that taste so good.
They do.
I want the crap, man. And the beer. That really expensive
beer
that I never can afford to buy.
At $14 a pint.
Yeah. It looks good. I watch people drinking it.
I could buy imported beer for the price it costs for one. I could buy a whole case for the price of one beer.
Sadly, I don't go to many sporting events, but I can't afford it.
No, because it's expensive.
I can't afford it.
They're just like us. We're sitting up in the nosebleeds. We have to yell at the guy to send us some peanuts.
Ashton!
Throwing peanuts at us, and we're passing a dollar or $5 back across to everybody in the...
Ashton, point your camera like here. Take a selfie with me way up here.
That's me, that little speck at the
top of the frame. You can see me waving.
I'm waving.
All right, so Jen and Burger John are actually ramping up their relationship.
Oh, are they?
Yes, they are.
I kind of thought that. They're pretty good about keeping things under wraps. So I think...
A hamburger wrap?
I see what you did there.
According to sources, Jennifer Garner and her billionaire burger boyfriend, John Miller.
Burger boyfriend.
Cali Burger. Starting to heat things up.
Really?
Yeah, maybe that's what Jen and Ben were deeply discussing at church.
Yeah. It's like, hey, John's coming over, you know, he's going to barbecue some burgers. And what's in his wallet? Way more money than you, Ben. There's no B in front of your name for billionaire.
If plans go according to my plans, then I'll have your money and John's money in my wallet.
Yes. Right?
All right.
She looked adorable on the new Capital One commercial last night.
I'm
smitten with her. I never used to be, but it's like she's cute as a button.
All right. So John's reportedly hanging out late nights at Jen's Pacific Palisades home. Now, supposedly, they're playing board games with Jen's kids.
Oh, sure they are. Actually, I think John's probably playing hide the sausage. That's what I think John's playing.
Well, John, source says Jen and John, they share a desire to eat healthy.
Oh, okay. Sure they do.
As he makes burgers to kill the rest of us.
Right.
And it must be hide the low-fat sausage. So this totally makes sense because John owns a fast food chain, you know. So all that was totally innocent.
Sure
of course.
Was.
And they supposedly share a love for Chick-fil-A.
Which is not healthy.
No.
That is not healthy.
But it's so freaking good. I love Chick-fil-A.
Okay, I will agree with that. Chick-fil-A is like, it's like they put crack in that stuff. Okay?
Yes. And nothing screams healthy like a little Chick-fil-A.
Quick story. Okay. A few years ago, one night, I'm in the Chick-fil-A, and in walks my former minister from my church. He goes, I stop by here every time I get a chance. And, I mean, this guy's like a twig. How in the heck could he, like, eat all that Chick-fil-A and the sauces and the what have you and look like he weighs, like, 95 pounds soaking wet? I don't know. Anyway.
I hate people like that.
You can't hate the minister. You're going to go to hell for saying that.
No, not him.
We have enough problems with redeeming ourselves.
All the other
we're bad enough as it
eat.
Is. Right.
Yes.
All right. Well, hashtag Halle Berry, who we doubt ever eats a Chick-fil-A, or maybe she does. Have a great day.
I'm trying to think. Would she eat a Chick-fil-A?
Doubt it. Huh. Yep. All right. We're out of here. Have a good day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.